surviving another year of tight margins. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. An ag lending expert says farmers can't borrow their way out of a tough farm economy.
There's an old saying, farmers borrow money during good times and then they pay it back during bad times. And that's where we are today.
In this Managing for Profit, Kurt Covington with Farmer Mac talks about some of the pressure farmers are facing in the coming year. We'll find out more in Brownfield right after this. Kurt Covington with Farmer Mac says farmers right now need to spend money carefully.
It's all about controlling costs today. Farmers can't do a lot today about marketing their 2000. It's a little late to be worrying about how I should have marketed my 2018 crop. They had opportunities early on in this year to take care of some marketing opportunities. And whether they did or they didn't, what they need to think about is that if markets don't get better, what am I going to do to improve my income statement? And that is, I've got to really focus strategically on the costs that I can control. And what is the best decisions I can make for this business that will improve my bottom line if I make a change tomorrow? And so what that means is that farmer should sit down, look at his expenses, and ask a really important question. Here it is. What expenses can I reduce, remove, eliminate? And if I eliminate them, would it impact my ability to farm or market that crop? And most people listening to this would say, well, every expense that if I eliminate it would impact my ability to farm or my ability to grow. The answer to that, I mean, my response to that is take another look.
He tells Brownfield interest rates remain the wild card. And should those start to increase significantly, it could push the farm economy back into a crisis similar to that of the 1980s.
What would a 2% increase in rates on my operating line, if that were to occur in 2000, and I'm not saying it is, I'm saying if it did, how would that in fact impact the profitability of my business? It's enormous because, you know, your largest input cost for most farmers is their borrowed money. That's their largest, and it you rent that money just like you rent a tractor. And if it goes up 200 basis points, it's going to have a significant impact. So here's what I would say. I believe the Fed is going to be measured in how they deal with interest rate increases. I think they see a robust economy, but they don't want to bust it. I think, I'm not an economist, but I think that's the one trait today that part of the recipe that we had for the problems in the 80s, and I was there, that we don't have today.
I'm Megan Grebner with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.